The Changing Face of Science is a series of exhibitions that celebrates the work of women and people of color in science right here at the Field Museum.
The series began in 2022 with the story of Lanika Strozier, who worked in the Pritzker DNA Lab and championed science education for underserved communities before she passed in 2020.
The newest Changing Face of Science installment tells the story of Yolanda Wilhite, youth and community partnerships organizer with our Keller Science Action Center.
I love this exhibit because of the calming sound of kayak paddles cutting through water.
In the back corner of the gallery, by the video projection, there's an image of Yolanda standing between panels dedicated to her two grandmas.
The right-hand panel tells the story of Yolanda's grandma Smith, who was born on a peanut farm in Lumpkin, Georgia, and came to Chicago at the young age of 18.
Her family cautioned her that she wouldn't be able to find anything to eat in the city.
But once she arrived, she mailed them a sample of soil and said, "You can grow food here, so I'm staying."
Grandma Smith's story is one of many stories of individuals who brought their agricultural and industrial expertise with them to cities like Chicago during the second Black migration.
This is where Yolanda learned about gardening and environmental sustainability, as evidenced by an adorable image of little Yolanda and her grandma Smith.
On the left-hand panel, you learn about Yolanda's grandma Wilhite, who was an elementary school teacher and political presence in Chicago's Inglewood neighborhood.
The exhibit features a customized Flintstones book her grandma Wilhite gifted her when she was young.
The book's themes illuminate the way she encouraged Yolanda to speak up for herself and also for her community.
And encouraged her to work at one of the best dinosaur museums in the world, no doubt.
Yolanda stands between her two grandmas, the inspiration for her education and passion for both food science and community advocacy.
Their legacies are reflected in her work today, teaching young people about environmental stewardship at the field and in the greater Chicago region.
She's even started her own nonprofit to connect Chicago environmental educators to resources.
These themes, the power of family, and the generational passing down of knowledge to strengthen community further illuminates the enduring legacy of George Washington Carver.